A prominent Bloomington landlord is facing a massive foreclosure case that could change the landscape of Bloomington rental market. Correspondent Jared Dill brings us the story.
Indiana University Credit Union is pursuing foreclosure action against several properties owned by Jeff Jones, owner of the property management company Pendragon Properties. The lawsuits, 9 in total, affect Pendragon locations around the city of Bloomington. The court filings allege that Jones is behind on his mortgage payments, as well as owing large sums of money in unpaid property taxes. One filing showed almost $50,000 in unpaid property taxes on a building valued at around $800,000. All of the cases were filed at the end of February. Pendragon manages dozens of rental houses around Bloomington, as well as several apartment complexes. The apartments are predominantly mid to low cost. The defendants named in the cases include the City of Bloomington Utilities Department, as well as the Department of Housing and Neighborhood Development. Additionally, a long list of unnamed tenants were named as defendants. Court papers were served to those tenants in March. We spoke with City Attorney Chris Wheeler regarding why the city was named as a defendant in the case. He says the city has several outstanding judgments against Jones, as well as a lien against his properties for unpaid sewer bills. This constitutes a financial interest for the city in the outcome of the case.
The City of Bloomington Utilities is also named in quite a few of those. The only reason that the city is named is that the city owns various judgments against the owner of the real estate. So when a foreclosure occurs, the bank or financial institution that is holding the mortgage is obligated to notify everybody who has any kind of interest in the real estate that this foreclosure is occurring, whether it be a financial interest. So, well, they're all financial interests, but they are in varying degrees. So all of the unknown tenants are named because they have an ownership interest in the real estate to a degree. They have a right to be in the unit or the home. Some of these are houses, some are apartment complexes.
The judgments, Wheeler said, stemmed from previous cases brought against Jones under Title 16 of the Bloomington Municipal Code. Title 16 covers inspection and maintenance requirements for rental units in Bloomington, over which Housing and Neighborhood Development has jurisdiction. Tenants of Pendragon Properties were named in the case because, as residents with current lease agreements, they too have a financial interest in the outcome of the case. The serving of court documents to large numbers of tenants in early March set off rumors on social media of mass evictions at Pendragon Apartments. We have been unable to confirm that any tenants have been evicted as a direct result of the foreclosure proceedings. It is possible that the court documents served to tenants were mistakenly interpreted as indicators that an eviction would soon follow. This is attorney Mike Carman, who represents Jones and Pendragon. He says there's no reason anyone would be evicted at this stage of the proceedings.
If that's happened, it's not been involving, Jeff uses another attorney for some matters, but I'm not aware, and it would be a surprise anybody's been evicted as a result of these proceedings, because there's no way to do that. I mean, the bank, when they filed the foreclosure, often names known tenants, or usually they list them as unknown tenants or occupants, I'm sure you credit union did on these, but those are not eviction orders, and there'd have to be a court hearing, and the request on the foreclosure ultimately would be to terminate the lease. But that's, depending on what happens, could be months and months down the road if that happens at all. So I'm actually not aware there's been any evictions or an attempt to do any evictions as part of this.
The unnamed tenants were served through the mail by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Carmen says that, from the tenant's perspective, nothing is likely to change for several months while the case works its way through the court. there is a possibility that the case could be resolved without a change in ownership, in which case tenants would be unaffected. In most markets, maintaining a revenue stream from existing tenants is a smarter financial move than evicting them once ownership of the property changes hands. Jeff Jones and Pendragon have a history of conflicts with their own tenants, as well as with Hand and the city. We spoke with Adam Scouten of the Bloomington Solidarity Network, an activist organization that, among other activities, assists tenants in handling conflicts with landlords. He says most of the complaints levied at Pendragon are for unresolved maintenance issues in aging houses and apartment buildings.
Other problems that we've seen mostly revolve around, broken appliances, generally apartments being run down, broken windows not being repaired, and, the sort of rain and the elements getting into people's properties. The list goes on and on. It's typically around maintenance things because the buildings are in such poor shape by and large. What usually happens is people have no recourse but to withhold rent, and then he moves to evict them. And that's pretty much standard business practice for them.
Landlords are still obligated to uphold their lease agreements while foreclosure proceedings are underway. There are several services available in Bloomington for tenants who are having issues with their landlords. In addition to the Solidarity Network, Bloomington residents can contact Housing and Neighborhood Development for help. Free legal advice for low-income Hoosiers is available through the local office of Indiana Legal Services, and IU students can contact Student Legal Services for advice. As of this broadcast, Jones's attorneys have been granted a motion to extend the time available to prepare for the case. We made repeated calls to Jeff Jones for comment, but were unable to speak with him. We also spoke with a representative of IU Credit Union who declined to comment on any aspect of the case. For WFHB News, I'm Jared Dill.